That's Venus popping out at you just before dawn. It's the single super brilliant star lowish in the east. If you're up and out, you can't miss it. And in case you do, it'll stick around right there the whole rest of the year. You probably already know that this nearest world to Earth has shiny, overcast clouds that brilliantly reflect the sun. Maybe you also know that it's the slowest spinning object in the known universe. It barely rotates at all. One Venus day lasts as long as 243 of ours. You could walk faster than it spins. And yet, for reasons no one understands, its winds are ferocious. The Venus atmosphere of unbreathable carbon dioxide sizzles at 850 degrees at the surface. Yet its thick air races completely around that planet in just 4 Earth days, moving twice as fast as tornadoes blow. But why? Even more bizarre, Venusian winds have been steadily growing faster. We know this because the Venus Express spacecraft orbiting that world 15-20 years ago carefully monitored features in its cloud tops for years. In a separate effort, a Japanese research group used an automated cloud tracking method. All the results agree. When the spacecraft arrived there in 2006, the average wind speeds above the middle half of Venus surrounding its equator was a screaming 186 miles an hour, matching a Category 5 hurricane. These bewilderingly high winds kept increasing. By 2011, they averaged 249 miles an hour. Planetary astronomers are at a complete loss as to why this happened. Håkan Svedholm, a European Space Agency project scientist, said, "The atmospheric super-rotation of Venus is one of the great unexplained mysteries of the solar system." But if you need one more reason to pay it a look, well, it's now higher up and brighter than it will appear for the rest of the year. These are the mornings to take a look. Though, granted, not too many of us will be looking east at 5 a.m. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.